Well, the magazine was founded in November 1910, and I edited it for 23 years. And in that time, I think I made the people of the United States, and especially the colored people, realize just what the Negro problem was and what they had got to do to solve it. I was pretty radical in some things I said. I made a good many enemies, but on the other hand, the magazine became self-supporting. It didn't cost the association anything. The magazine paid my salary and the expenses of publication. So that for 20 years, publicity was no expense to the NAACP. And on the other hand, I had very wide freedom in saying just what I wanted to say.